24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC. That's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444. And that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. And, you know, it's one of those old Church of God in Christ Bible verses that they always call Hebrews 12 and 14. If you didn't know any scripture in Church of God in Christ, you knew Hebrews 12 and 14. But I'm going to teach from a different perspective today with regard to Hebrews 12 and 14. When you have it, say amen. All right, young people, I'm going to ask y'all to read this for me. If you have it, read with me Hebrews 12 and 14. And the word of the Lord reads, follow peace. Y'all with me? Everybody? The word of the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I remember growing up, that's a follow peace and holiness. If you don't follow peace and holiness, you won't see the Lord. That's what I grew up on. And they would preach from that text. But from this text today, I want to give you a challenge. I want to give you a challenge. And that challenge is, I want to call it P&H, the ultimate challenge. P&H, the ultimate challenge. And I know why y'all saying, why he want to talk about this. But I just want to share a few things with you. The concept, it says, follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So the ultimate challenge today is for you all to follow peace and holiness. This one won't go viral. I'm going to tell you it won't go viral. This one won't go viral. And y'all say, where is it going? Because I want to just talk to you about challenges on the internet. Challenges and things that go viral, just so you can get an understanding. And I want you to be a little bit more discerning. And I want you all to follow peace and holiness, so that men, women, your peers can see the Lord. Because when you look at that verse of scripture, follow peace. Well, if you're saved and sanctified, you have peace with God. And so the word follow there is pursue. So pursue after sanctification and holiness, so that others can see the God in you and do that which is right. What am I saying, young people? Don't follow after everybody or anything. Follow after that which is right, because you may be the only God someone ever sees, and without you, they will not see the Lord. Well, make it plain for you. Well, you see, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, he came down, why? So that we can know what God looks like. So he said, when you see me, you see the Father, because I and the Father are one. So without Jesus, none of us would have been able to see God. So now that scripture, follow peace and holiness, that's the ultimate challenge. Because if I were to have all of y'all stand up, young people, and for those of y'all that follow challenge, and I was to say, Andy's coming, what would y'all do? Everybody fall on the floor. That's the Andy challenge. So from the Toy Story, y'all see Toy Story, and all the toys be talking, and all of a sudden they say, Andy's coming, and everybody fall down. That's a challenge that they have on the internet. And then they had the ice bucket challenge back in the day, and everybody was putting out, you know, for a good cause, and it's things that are good. But I'm gonna break it down. Pastor gonna have a little fun, but if y'all went to grandma's house and I asked y'all what grandma was cooking for Thanksgiving, what would y'all say? It's green. I know y'all was that challenge. What grandma? Beans, greens, chicken, tomatoes, turkey, ham. Yeah, y'all seen that on? Don't act like y'all ain't seen it on the internet. You name. That's it. The you name it challenge. Yeah, see that y'all saw that, boy. Everybody, I mean, it was so popular. We were driving down to Orlando, and on the sports station, that was because I listened to a lot of sports radio. I think Donovan McNabb and somebody, they were filling in for Bomani Jones. And they had all over, every time they got a break, they would just throw it in there. Beans, greens, chickens, tomatoes. They would just play. Everybody and their mama was playing the you name it challenge. Now, y'all say, Pastor, why you got to go there and mess with that? Well, I love to have fun, too. I love to have fun. And there are some challenges out there, and there's some things that are out there that are fun. And there's some things that Satan will use to entrap you. He will entrap you. And if without thinking, you find it. But what happened with that? And I'm going to share a story with you with regard to taking the holy and making it unholy. Taking the holy and making it unholy, because that's what Satan himself likes to do. Everybody saw it, and they even interviewed Shirley Caesar with regard to her song being used and being popular. And when you listen to her voice, she's trying to be real nice about it, because they were asking themselves, and she says, "Well, the song I was talking about John and how the Lord." But he said, yeah, but I said, yeah. And but all that dancing that they doing, all that, you know. She was trying to be nice about it, but in her own way, she was trying to say, y'all took the Lord's stuff, twisted it, and put it out there, and now y'all joking to it. And what and when I finish this text, am I going to say something happened to the person that did it? Because I'm going to share a story with you in the Bible where somebody took the things of God and profaned them, and something happened to them. No, pastor's not trying to say something's going to happen to that individual. Pastor's trying to enlighten your eyes so that you will understand that follow peace and holiness, those things that are good, those things that are righteous, because whatever you do, other people see you do, and they're going to say, well, I know they go to church. Well, if it's all right for them to do it, it's all right for me to do it, because you're the only Lord or God that they see. See, Satan likes to take the things of God and infuse and intermingle it with the world and make it profane yet palatable, and water it down and take things out of context so that it loses its original meaning and you lose sight of God. See, Satan did the same thing to Jesus. He took scripture. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. He went in he went into the wilderness 40-day fast. He came out and Satan tempted him three times. If we know the story, if you're hungry, change these stones to bread. If you be the Son of God, you'll do this. But he then used a scripture and took them up and said, you know, if you're the Son of God, you know, just cast yourself down. You know, the Lord gives his angels charge over thee. What Satan did there was he took a passage of scripture from the book of Psalms, used it against scripture, the Lord himself, and twisted it. Because the Bible says the angels will take care of him, but it's do not tempt the Lord thy God. So Satan took that thing that was holy, the word of God, twisted it, used it to entrap Jesus, and yet he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He came back at him with scripture. So three times Satan tempted him. So what does that say? If Satan is bold enough to go after Jesus, he'll come after you and I. So what am I saying with regard to this you name it challenge? While I talk, I'm going to ask that you turn with me to the book of Daniel and Daniel chapter 5. Daniel chapter 5. But here we have this song that Shirley Caesar was singing. And she was talking about a man who was giving his testimony, pretty much. There was this man, and he would go to this church, and it was a dead church, a real dead church, and they wouldn't shout, they wouldn't sing, they wouldn't praise the Lord, and John would get up and he would just be shouting all the time in church, and the people at that church, they didn't like it, and this is the basis of the song. And so one day John was out in his field plowing with his mule, 80-something, 90-something year old man, plowing all of his fields in it with his mule. And they drive up, all the deacons, they say, well, we got to go to this man's house, tell him we can't be acting like that in the church. We don't do that in our church, shouting. And so they went to shout in John's house. And so John was out there plowing, and they drove up, and they got out. And John stopped plowing, and they came up, and he says, I know why y'all here. Basically, y'all don't want me shouting in your church. But let me tell you one thing, and this is what was missing, the message. He said, you all don't want me to praise God in your sanctuary. You don't want me to give God thanks. But here's why I can give God thanks. And this is where they cut in. Everybody say, look. See, y'all seen that on the video? Everybody saying, everybody did this. Yeah, y'all seen the video? Come on. He say, look. Well, what he was saying was, look at all of this land. Look at all of this property that God has given me. Look at everything. This is why I shout in church. This is why I give God praise. You want to know why? Because he has blessed me with all of this, and he has blessed me with chickens, hogs, greens, beans. That's what he was saying. But in the video, you don't get that. In the video, they take it out of context. They take beans, greens, tomatoes, everything he was naming to give praise to God. They took it out, remixed it, put in some beats to it, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do. And if you see all the different versions of it, you'll see everybody from Whitney Houston to Beyonce, and they have taken the testimony of God, put it into something that's palatable for young people because of the beat and the words, and they took everything out of context, and they got all y'all juking the church music. And I'm going to share a story with y'all, because see, when I was growing up, my grandmother, she used to play church music all the time, and we had a porch on the outside. And my cousin and I, Reggie, we would be out there all the time, and we'd be listening to the music, and I would egg him on. And see, we're talking about the early 70s. We doing all kind of crazy dances back in that day and stuff. And y'all don't even know the robot and the bump and some other stuff. Yes. See, so those wild dances back then. And so my grandmother would put stuff on the record. Y'all don't know about record players. See, we had the record player and the LPs that spin around. We didn't have all that. You had to put the needle down and and then it starts. And she would play that, and we'd be out on the porch. And I said, Reggie, man, show me that new dance. Grandma got church music going. Go on. I said, show me that new dance. And he get up and he be going. And I said, Grandma, Reggie out here dancing to church music. And he would get in trouble. And I would just egg him on. But he was taking the righteous things of God and adding stuff to it. And I would get, and so the music gets you caught up, and you took God, take God's blessing out of context. And so the You Name It Challenge got everybody dancing to church lyrics. They've taken it out of context. Am I, is the pastor saying don't have fun? No, that's not what the pastor's saying. I like to have fun. I love to have fun. I joke all the time. But what am I saying? I'm giving you the P&H, the ultimate challenge. Follow peace and holiness. The context is, would this please God? That's the context. Would my actions please God? With me taking this thing out of context, would it please God? If you're with me in Daniel chapter 5, I'm going to paraphrase this, but I'm going to read the first part of the chapter to give you an understanding of what's going on. Chapter 5, verse 1, it says, Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to thousands of his lords and drank wine before the thousand. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass and of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw part of the hand that wrote. For those of you who don't know, but that's where we get the statement, the handwriting on the wall. What's going on here? Belshazzar is now the king, but his father Nebuchadnezzar was king before him. And what king he did was, when they conquered Jerusalem, they took all of the holy vessels, the cups and everything, out of the temple, and they put them basically in storage. Because what they do is, when they conquered people in the day, in the olden days, they would take all of their things out of the temples and lock them up so that they would prove that our gods are stronger than your gods. So they took the things of Jerusalem and locked them up. Well, if you read before then, in chapter 4, you'll find out about Nebuchadnezzar, and he got caught up in pride and everything. And he says, oh, but look at what I've done and all this. And God said, no, but I helped you do that. And so he basically turned him into a werewolf, and he wandered around eating grass and stuff for about 7 years until he came to his senses. And then he became a man again, and he realized that it was not of his power, but of the power of the Lord, that he was able to do that. So Nebuchadnezzar kind of got right. But now we're looking at his son Belshazzar. He was like, we're here in Babylon. We're in a place to where nothing can touch us. The city that they were in, it was fortified. They weren't afraid of any enemies because nobody could get in. Nobody could get out. They were safe. And in their mind, they could do whatever they wanted to do because nothing could harm them. Nothing could hurt them. And so that night, he decided to challenge God. You do not challenge God and win. Understand that. You will not challenge God and win. So what did he do? He took the vessels that were in the house of God. He commanded, hey, y'all go to the room. Hey, them gold glasses up in there, all them silver mugs, hey, go get them. Bring it. We about to have us a party with the things of God. Oh, go break out that nice champagne. Go bring that out. Put the music on real loud. We about to throw down and have us a party with the things of God. Turn up. And they drank wine out of the holy vessels of God. They took that which was righteous, infused it into an unrighteous thing and began to party all around it. Now, I'm going to make it real plain. The party that they were having then, young people, will make the worst party you could think about with things, all kind of things happening, look like Chuck E. Cheese. He had wives, concubines. They were doing any and everything at this party with the things of God and drinking. So now, what happened when they took the righteous things of God and infused them into that situation? Well, they saw handwriting on the wall. And then that's when they looked up and said, the king got scared. He said, hey, bring everybody in. What's going on? What's happening here? So he brought all of his astrologers and everybody, and they could not figure out what was going on, what was the meaning of those things on the wall. Well, they sent for Daniel, a man who the Spirit of God was in, and Daniel came, and he interpreted the writing on the wall. Now, when you go to verse 25, you will see what was written on the wall. It says, and this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. What does that mean? Game over. Tonight, young people, God looked at what you were doing. He said, game over. It's finished. He said, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. King James English again. What does that mean? Weighed. Back in the day, they used scales, and they would put things on scales, and you'd have to come up, right? So imagine this. You have the scale. On one side, you have God's holiness and righteousness, and on the other side, you have you. And so what happened was he came up. They put him in the balance, and he was too light. He didn't have enough holiness. So my athletes would understand what that means. He was too light. What happened when y'all out there and y'all pushing people around? Y'all say, oh, you need to get in the weight room, right? He's a baby. You need some milk. And y'all love to do this right here, right? What I mean? Eat some rice. You got to get a little weight on, right? You got to get a little weight on. And that's what he was telling them right there. So you were found short. You wanting. You need something. You without something. You're too light. You got to get up out of here. You're going to challenge me tonight by profaning my holy thing. Game over tonight. You're too light. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. That very night, it was game over. Because he took the holy things of God, infused it into an unholy situation, and God said, enough is enough. So what am I saying? Follow peace and holiness. My young people, don't follow your friends everywhere. Don't follow your friends everywhere, because they do not have your best interest at heart. Because see, sometimes, young people, you're going to find yourself, if you listen to your friends, you're going to get into some things that you can't even tell your parents about. And you're going to wonder, how am I going to get out of this? Follow peace, what does that mean? You know you got some boys, some girls that always just like to cause all kind of commotion, all kind of confusion. Like, just keep up mess. Don't follow that. Follow peace. Pastor didn't say be a pushover. Pastor didn't say be a pushover and get stepped on by trying to be a peacemaker, because there are going to be some people that you can't just make peace with. They just unruly. Just stay away from them. Follow peace. Y'all still looking at me like that. I'm going to make it plain for my married men. we understand about following peace, right? Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody in the house happy. Amen. Not the dog, not the cat, not the goldfish. Nobody is happy. So we learn to follow peace. We're not pushovers, but we learn that some battles are not worth fighting. Baby, I want to go to the Will you go with me to the option one? I could say no. That ain't gonna be good. Option two, that ain't gonna be good either. Option three, okay, baby, I'll go. What, how long we gonna be gone? Not long. Okay, I'll go. And so you just go, because you know that battle is not worth fighting. And so you follow peace, because if you don't do it, there will not be any peace. Was that clear? For my young men who are dating and may have significant others, there's just sometimes that juice is not worth the squeeze. Just say yes, suck it up, and go. Doesn't make you a weak man. Doesn't make you a pushover. It makes you a man that has wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and know the scriptures that says, live with your husbands, live with your wives according to knowledge. And if you know, you just do it. So sometimes you have to just do things. But don't let people mistake your kindness for weakness. Sometimes you just have to let people go. Follow peace. Pastor's going to share with you a story. And I'm going to get us out of here. Because I always told you all, young people, I'm going to share with you my mistakes so that you'll understand. Talked about following peace, keeping, being the peacemaker, doing that which is right, because people are looking at you and how you handle situations. Do you get upset all the time when something doesn't go your way? Do you cause commotion or confusion? Okay, don't do that. Be peaceful. But now follow holiness. And I'm going to just use holiness because I don't want you all to think, oh, I'm talking about church all the time. God jumping, shouting, babbling. Follow those things. The question is, would God be pleased? Would God be pleased if you didn't do what your mother asked you to do? Would God be pleased if you didn't do what your father asked you to do? Why mama always yelling at me? Why daddy always yelling at me? Follow peace. All they did was ask you to clean up your room. And if you did that, it would be some peace and they wouldn't be yelling and you'd be peace and quiet. All mom and daddy asked you to do was, look, son, you can't be in my house like that. Hey, you can't be doing that in my house. Ain't but one man in his house. So you, and you, okay, let's get it right. Follow peace and holiness. And holiness are those things that are right. Not because they look good, that they are right. Pastor is about to share with you one of the most embarrassing moments that I ever had in my life. Because I didn't follow after holiness, I followed after some friends. Y'all want to hear this story? Your pastor. See, y'all gonna know about me because I want to be real, because I grew up in church and people holier than thou, and they've been saved all their life and they ain't want to help nobody. But see, your pastor, when I was stationed over in Korea, 2nd Battalion, 503rd Infantry Division, so we were overseas. And so girls of the night were a legal thing. They were legal. It was legal. And so it was either ABC or NBC News. Landed over in Korea, and they were going to do a story on girls of the night in Korea and their interaction with American troops. Y'all follow me? All right. So I'm down in the Ville, Pastor wasn't saved at that time. So I'm going to tell him, Pastor wasn't saved. Pastor was down there, as y'all would say today, getting his drink on. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm real. And so I'm down there, and I got on my big A5A. Yeah, A5A. Gold. It's bright gold with black letters. And on the back was a number one and my line name, Yoko. So if you saw it, you couldn't miss it for nothing in the world. So I'm just down in the field. Down in the field. One of my boys came up, yo, Vince. Well, I said, what? Look down there. I said, what's going on? Said, hey, the NBC. It was NBC, ABC. The news, they doing something broadcast. I'm like, really? What they doing? Oh, he said, I don't know, but man, we can get on TV. National TV. I'm in Korea, national TV. So we get over there and say, what? He said, man, oh, they just need to know. They're trying to film some ladies of the night, and they don't know where to go, man. I know where to go. Man, we just go down there, and we just show them, and then we could be on TV showing them where things are. I'm like, cool. You just go down there and show them. We just go show them. That's cool. We're going to be on TV. Oh. Would God be pleased? Follow peace and all that. So, cameras, lights, NBC. It was the NBC, ABC. What? The lights shining. Going down this alley. I'm following my boy. I'm following him. Yeah, yeah. Go. And we going down there, and cameras just rolling and filming. And we going down this dark alley. And then all of a sudden, all the ladies of the night, they come out. They start throwing stuff. And get out of here with the cameras. And get out of here. And the boy said, that's where they are. They're over there. And they start throwing. And so we take off. So you don't see the back of my shirt, and I take off running. And as I take off running, they still filming. I said, cool. Get back to the room, call all my boy. Hey, y'all, check out. Hey, NBC, ABC going to be doing a special. Be on TV. I said, okay. Be careful who you follow after. Because when the story aired on television, it wasn't these GIs, these soldiers of the military are taking us down and showing us where they hide and we're going on an op mission or everything. Like, no, it was nothing like that. You all want to know the context of what the national TV news did when they edited that video? We're here doing a story over in South Korea, and we're showing that these two military men, they're going down in search of prostitutes. In search of prostitutes down in the ville. And the camera's rolling, and I'm walking down, and what do you think they see on the front of my shirt? And I'm getting phone calls from people. Mom, they say, Vern, is that your fat brother? Everybody and their mama were calling me, yo, I can't believe it, man. They got you. Here they are going down in search of prostitutes. And oh my goodness, look at them. Oh, they're running out. They're running out. They have been caught. They've been caught on camera running. And so the story got twisted. Yes, yes, yes. The story got twisted because I was following the wrong thing. The story got twisted. All in the United States. It was a national story. Y'all probably can find it and Google it. It's probably somewhere out there back in the archives. And they will show me on TV going down in the ville in search of ladies of the night is the way the story was presented. So I stepped back over to the States. No, man. That ain't what the TV say. The TV say, you was down. What you doing down up in there, man? I thought you had a call, man. Thing that happened to me because I didn't stick with the P&H challenge. Follow peace and holiness, the things of God. All that looks right, young people, is not right. And you can get in a lot of trouble. And that thing cost me. And it was very rarely that I share that story because I know some of y'all are going to go Google and try to find it. But that's what they did to me. And they took things out of context. So don't follow your friends. Because following my friends got me my first speeding ticket. 1984. coming back from the University of Florida. Went out there summer. Didn't know my wife then. Back in the day, we were going be on the college campus, Blake, you know. I have to bring everybody in on the message so you'll understand following people. It was out there for the honeys. Yeah. And so your pastor at that time was coming back, getting caught up in those things that are not right, not following peace and holiness. Will this please God? I'm driving my friend's Toyota Corolla. He's sitting on the right side. I'm sitting there. We're just cruising. Cooler in the back seat. Pastor sharing this with you. I don't want y'all to do that. I could have been killed. I could have been dead. Cooler in the back seat. It was either Corona or Heineken. On the turnpike. Driving. Not following peace. On the way back home. We just cruising because we know we got illegal stuff there. And so we're just taking our time. Another Toyota Corolla passes me. Flying. What y'all think I did? I looked over at my friend. He looked at me. I hit it. 60. And that was in the day when the speed limit was 55. 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, rolling. And he just smiling. And the car just doing like this. He just smiling. 105, 110. Yes. See, most people won't tell you that. Got to the top of the hill. In the middle of the road, I call on my wife's cousins because she works at highway safety. Big trooper with a hat on. In the middle of the road, I come down the hill. You pull over. That's about how I felt. Following after bad influences. And y'all know what I did? Officer, the accelerator got stuck. The accelerator got stuck. It was just sticking. Young man, I should take you to jail. That's how fast I was going. But you need to take that up with the judge when you get home and pay your ticket. I was so scared to get home. I was 18 years old, flying. 1984, my first speeding ticket, following after other people and not the things of God. And I got home, I was so scared. I told Mama, I ain't tell Daddy. Mama said, that's your ticket and the points on your license. In my clothes, why do I share those things with you? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I explained to you how they've taken the things of God, how Belshazzar took the holy vessels of God out of the house of the Lord, profaned them, drank in them, drunken party, infused it, and God told him, it's over. And that night it was done, and they were through. I shared that with you because of that You Name It challenge that's out there. They took the lyrics of a holy song. I got beans, greens, chickens, tomatoes. Took that, infused it into lyrics, and everybody's dancing to it. But the original meaning of the song was lost, and they were talking about the goodness of God. And so, young people, my challenge to you today is the P&H challenge. Peace and holiness, because you may be the only God anybody sees. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.